Today we're going to talk about going paperless. You know, changing the way a business operates can be intimidating, but someone to help us is the Director of Engagement Marketing for PandaDoc. Andre Faggi joins us to talk about this, going paperless. Good morning, Andre. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
PandaDoc, tell me how this transition works. And when you say going paperless, what exactly does that mean? How totally paperless, or where does that start, if you could explain it?
Absolutely. It's exactly what it sounds like. It means moving from paper to digital and being able to streamline more and more of your documents through a digital system to help save you time so you can focus on other things.
Now, that's sort of normally the selling point. Saves you time focusing on everything. You probably also don't have to spend all that money on paper, right? You save a little bit on
that. Exactly.
But I've known
a lot. Yeah, cost savings is huge.
Sure. So talk a little bit about, I mean, what type of documents and where are they? Because a lot of times when you think of digitally, who's in charge of it? Where is it housed? How easy is it accessed? If you could explain that to us.
Yeah, everything is accessed through a dashboard in an account that you have with some type of software provider. So all of your data is stored very safely and securely. It's actually even safer than physical paper because you have all of that information encrypted. I think people don't even realize that when you print something wirelessly, hackers still have access to the information that you're printing out through your printer. So going digital actually removes some of those hazards. And then in terms of ease of use, it's all organized for you in a way that makes sense for your business or your organization. So you can spend less time even looking for that one document, and you can just type it in, and you can automatically find it.
What do you tell people who say, well, you know, I'm kind of fearful by putting everything, you know, in this kind of format because if it's gone, it's gone. I can't get it back. What do you tell them?
Yeah, I mean, when we talk to small business owners, we found that 44% of them are intimidated by the process of going from physical to digital documents. You know, but at the same time, 66% of them are actually looking for a solution that's easier than what they're currently doing. So I would say to those people who are concerned about making that switch, establish some safeguards. You don't have to go all in on digital right away. In fact, you know, you can start with some documents that you're comfortable with. They might not be as sensitive as others. And over time, you're going to see the benefits of how it works for you. And just as good, safe measure, just like you probably do already, you can always back up your digital files onto a hard drive and store that in storage or a safe.
What if you're like Craig and every time you send him something digital, he just prints it out? Are there going to be those people that you're going to have to transition into this new way of doing things?
I think so. And fortunately, you know, technology has become easier and easier to use. So unlike 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, where it really was a lot of work getting set up and running, today you can be up and running in minutes. And there's a lot of free resources available online that can teach you how to effectively make that transition.
Now, you also did a survey of business owners as well. What were some other key findings that you have in the survey that'll be of interest?
Well, I mean, to no surprise, about half of the business owners that we talked to shared the fact that they're stressed over how many different hats they have to wear in a given day. You know, they're often going from a legal issue to a finance issue to going out and talking to a customer. So the switching cost of changing those roles is really cumbersome. You know, and kind of attached to that, you know, a lot of the business owners we talked to, in fact, about a third of them, 33%, said they would rather spend less time on administrative tasks like managing their documents and more time on new business development.
And when they set this up, how much of a infrastructure do they have to create? As far as, is it just a laptop? Do they use it on a smartphone? Is it some other kind of digital pad? What's the situation for that?
They simply, in most cases, it's as easy as a few clicks online. You know, you just set up an account. In some cases, some solutions give you a free option, so you don't even have to pay anything up front. And you can access it from, you know, through their website Or in some cases, other providers give you the option to download an app, so you could even take that document management straight to your phone if you'd like.
We're talking this morning, Director of Engagement Marketing for PandaDoc. We have with us Andre Faggi talking about this. A lot of times around here, especially, a piece of paper sort of is sort of like the ticket. In other words, somebody has an order, they put it in, they got it on a piece of paper. They give that to somebody else who then staples something else to it and hands it to somebody else after that. On the digital world, how does something like that usually work then? You get from one place to the other and let the person know that there's something out there for them to fulfill.
It works exactly the same way, only faster. So typically in the digital side of things, when you send a document, the recipient can receive it within seconds, and you'll even get a notification telling you that they received your document digitally. And all, you know, the great solutions out there that offer this service also offer a certificate of authentication with every document, just to ensure that it's legally binding and it's authentic to the source. So you still have that peace of mind of knowing that your document made it to the person you sent it to, and you get a certificate authenticating that document.
Getting the world into the more digital world, out of the paper world, paperless world, it kind of helps in a lot of different areas. Where can people find out more about this information, maybe if they're looking to get in that direction?
Absolutely. You know, if you go online and you type in pandadoc.com, PANDADOC.com, you can learn more about making the switch from physical to digital document solutions. And there's tons of free resources, you know, out there just in terms of listening to other small businesses and how they've made that transition and the benefits that they've seen through it. So I encourage everybody to check that out.
Sounds good. Andre, we appreciate your time this morning getting us excited about this new direction. Appreciate it. Thank you.